مارك السهابة، The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. We turn to verse number 80 of Surah Yasin. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذي جعل لكم من الشجر الأخضر نارا فإذا أنتم منه توقدون. The one who created for you fire from the green tree. الذي جعل لكم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created for you fire من الشجر الأخضر نارا, created for you from the green tree fire. فَإِذَا أَنْتُمْ and in no time مِنْهُ تُوْقِدُونَ you kindle from it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to two trees which was well known in Arabia. And the Arabs, they were accustomed to cutting two twigs from these two trees as they did with siwak and miswak. These twigs, they were solid, they were green, full of fresh water inside. If you had to rub it together, it worked like firestone. For us, we can't live without blitz. If you want to make a braai or you want to have a fire which you're going to kindle, you're always using blitz. But those days, they didn't need blitz in all of this. And this is what we say. How streetwise are we today? We can't survive because we've lost. One is we lost conviction in Allah, and then we've lost conviction in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to live. All these things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created. الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created for you مِنَ الشَّجَرِ الْأَخْضَرِ that from the green tree نَارَ fire. فَإِذَا أَنْتُمْ مِنْهُ تُوْقِدُونَ and in no time you kindle from it. So they would just rub both together and it worked like firestone. They could strike a fire out of it. You know, when you want to make a fire, you're using blitz. You're using sometimes petrol also. You are using, many times also people are using now the famous too. You want an instant fire, so you use a hairdryer to kindle it as quick as possible. So you're using all of these things. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches you that even if you were stranded somewhere, you can still live. You are open felt. You are stranded. There you can still live. I remember in school, they used to take us sometimes for these excursions. I'm not promoting these excursions, but I'm just saying to you, one memory I have is that they told us that we have to sleep outside. We have to sleep outside as the sky is our roofs. And we thought to ourselves, how are we going to sleep? You just have to put some mat under, you put your sleeping bag on top, and you have to sleep. We thought to ourselves, how is this possible? I thought I wouldn't sleep. Believe it or not, that was one of the best sleeps that I had. Under the sky, absolutely nothing. I thought I won't sleep, it will be a nightmare, what's going to attack me? In the felt, and we slept, alhamdulillah. So you can do it. It's just in Pakistan, in the villages, our villages there close to Abbottabad, Haripur. So when it is summer, all the mosquitoes are interfering, troubling. working on the nerves of people. They're not bothered. Because of the heat, they go sleep outside on their roofs, in the open. So I say, well, what about when we go to Pakistan, you go for Jamaat, you have to have a mosquito net in there. If one mosquito just has to come in, you know, your whole night is you just moving around with the torch, then you're disturbing others just looking for one mosquito. Here they're sleeping in the open. So this is what it means, that we've lost our ability, our courage, and we've become so dependent on what the West tells us. One elderly person I was speaking to just yesterday, and he made a profound statement. He said, if you take it, and it's not a scholar or anything, Islamic scholar I'm saying. He said, if you take it and you see the Muslims of yesteryear, they were masters in so many different fields. And I was already preparing a response in my mind, because he's going towards the direction to say, where's our doctors today? So I was already preparing a response. But then I was pleased to hear him say next. He said, even those that are doctors today, they are just filled with Western knowledge. They are filled, indoctrinated with what the West has taught them. They are not really doctors. And just a general person, you know, and not even Islamic attire or anything of that sort, but I'm saying he said this to me. Now, as then, I was totally relieved, and I said, mashallah, that's a good statement. Because you've learned how to grant, you've learned cure from the West. But if you see the doctors of yesteryear, their methods, it was always to do with something that was natural. And if they had to insert something, it wasn't going to harm you like the side effects of today. Go see your vaccines. Go see how many people are injured and this and that. So it's just, and when they present to you, they say, they make it seem like such a small number from so many people suffer from it. But there is a life. There is a life. So our message here is, the lesson here for us is, from this verse is, we need to go back to becoming streetwise, to living naturally. And we have to start, you can't just go into that mode. You have to start yourself, you yourself, stop copying others in products and that. See what products can you put on the market that is as natural as possible. And then we give back that natural substitute, that natural alternative. One brother I know, he started now all natural remedies. He's selling products of this. Totally natural. So see where you can fill those gaps. And let's not become with our ostrich mindset just in the ground. Let's lift our heads up a little bit. Let's have some vision. اتقوا فراسة المؤمن فإنه ينظر بنور الله. A believer, he has vision. Beware of the vision of the believer. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us. This is in narration of Tirmidhi. So they would take these two sticks and they would rub it together. This would cause, it would become a source of fire. And this year, every green tree, if you have to say, if you have to now just consider this year, if you have to consider the ultimate fate of trees, every green tree that flourishes initially, then later on once dried, it can become a source of fuel. And this is mentioned also, if you turn to chapter 56, verse 71-72, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this, yeah? أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ النَّارَ الَّتِي تُورُونَ. Tell me about the fire you kindle. أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْشَأْتُمْ شَجَرَتَهَا أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْشِئُونَ. Is it you who has originated its tree, or are we the originators? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. But when we look at this present verse, when we see the quality of shajar or tree, it has been mentioned as being akhdar, akhdar, green. Therefore, it seems that it is mentioned that those are particular trees that are used to be a source of fire despite being green and moisturized. Then we go to verse 81. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in this verse, أَوَلَيْسَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِقَادِرٍ عَلَىٰ أَن يَخْلُقَ مِثْلَهُمْ بَلَىٰ وَهُوَ الْخَلَّاقُ الْعَلِيمُ. Is it that the one who has created the heavens and the earth has no power to create ones like them? Why not? Bala, why not? وَهُوَ الْخَلَّاقُ الْعَلِيمُ. And he is the supreme creator, the all-knowing. Verse 82, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَن يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's practice is, when he intends to do something, it is no more than he says, be kun, and fayakun, and it becomes to be. So this doesn't mean that Allah has to say be, and it is. This is just for our weak minds to even understand it. If you take a car, how many technicians, how many different processes it has to go through. Take your meat, which you're going to eat. You've witnessed the whole Qurbani now, if you've slaughtered a cow, you see how much to get the cow to you. Before that, to feed that cow, all the grass, green, and the greenery, the crops, and the different grains to feed this cow, and then to get it to that state, to get it to that weight for you to purchase, then to transport, then to skin, then to slice, then to do all of this, then to you. And then the wife has to come, and then she puts all her marinades and everything. And then you cook it, and then this, and then it's on in your plate. But how many processes just before that? For Allah Azza wa Jal, kun fayakun. It is and it is. Allah says be and it is already. And I said to you, that's just for understanding. Doesn't mean always this is the case. Sometimes plans are gradual. And this you can see with the West, what they are doing. But Allah's plan is gradual. Musa alayhi salam had to go through so much. Yusuf alayhi salam had to go through so much. The gradual plan, but eventually it is there. So it doesn't mean this, always it's kun and fayakun. But it is at this stage, the command has been put, but it can be gradual as well. So we see that just to understand this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another verse, سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. We gradually spur them on to the point that they do not know. So like this, the plan is coming, and Muslims will eventually, Islam will prevail, inshallah. That is our interview at 8:30, inshallah. Islam will prevail. This, we've come to the end of Surah Yasin with the last verse now to go. And that is what we've done now, verse number 82. And verse 83, فَسُبْحَانَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ مَلَكُوتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. So pure from every fault is the one in whose hand power is the dominion of all things, and towards him you are to be returned. For Subhanalladhi, so pure from every fault is the one in whose hand is the dominion of all things. Power is the dominion of all things. Wa ilayhi turja'un, and towards him you are to be returned. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Surah Yasin has come to an end. But there's so many lessons that we still need to be learning. There's so many lessons that we still need to be going through. But just towards this temporary halt, we'll say, because in the future we wish to do it again, inshallah, with more in-depth explanations. But at this, Allah, we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La in shakartum la azidannakum. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.